Can Geriatrics and the English Countryside be yet another band name?
You can go through these and we can...
I'm going to be going through them afterwards.
We can put them all into a machine learning algorithm and have it spit out, like, new bad band names.
And we're back.
And we're
back.
I was
going to do that. You were going to do it.
And we're back.
And we're back. Okay.
All right. Welcome to Sit Sack, everybody.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
I'm Joe.
And there's an Amy in
the
back
who is disengaged.
I am not.
But you are here.
Physically.
She's actually not engaged. I haven't asked her yet. Actually, I did jokingly ask her last night, but I didn't have a ring.
It was a joke.
You said...
She said yes, technically, though.
We're married when we are up in Breckenridge.
What are you ooing? She said yes. She made a verbal contract with me. She can't break that now.
Well, this podcast got weird.
Okay.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
So we're going to talk about one of your favorite things, Kevin.
Yay, Kevin.
Band names.
Band names.
The band name list grows ever longer and must be culled.
It is ridiculously long.
Yeah, no.
Told you, it's just getting out of hand.
I've got access to that shit now.
I want to go from the bottom today.
Are you just going to go from the bottom? Are you sure about that?
No!
Okay.
All right, the first one is...
You okay there? Did you die a little?
Hang on.
2016 Summer Ale Cornhole. It didn't really truly... So I read it a few times, and I didn't really, like, understand what it was until I said the full thing out loud.
So, do you want an explanation, or do you want to guess what it is first? Like, a band name? Like, what
Why don't you explain it while people are thinking about
so
what
So, think about what kind of band
yeah,
that
have you,
is.
Have you heard the... Do you listen to our show, Joe?
Joe, do you know what the bit is?
I've been off for a
Okay, so
bit.
The bit is... In fact, I'm not sure this one's actually aired yet.
That's...
recording. But
that's okay, though, because...
The whole point is, we give you the name... And then we sit here in the car and we just talk about what kind of music they play.
Yeah.
Like okay. the story behind the band, but generally we talk about like the sounds and
yeah.
things.
And
like
almost
that.
All okay. of them have been ska. All
right. Yeah. So our usual bit.
Yeah.
That's, okay.
It's very All similar right. to the usual bit. So do you want to guess what 2016 Summer Cornhole is? Or similar,
yeah.
Summer Ale Cornhole?
Yeah. I want to guess what kind of band they
are. Okay. What do you think?
All right. 2016 Summer Ale Cornhole.
Yeah.
They're like a bizarre fusion of bluegrass and synth.
Synth bluegrass.
Yeah.
Synth bluegrass.
Yeah, synth bluegrass. That's what they play. So it's like really kind of 80s style synth music, but all over like old bluegrass songs.
Okay.
I would fucking listen to that.
Right. I got a band for you, a real band for you, by the way.
Dude, send me that.
They do they do electronica mixed with traditional Scottish music.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it works surprisingly
Didn't
well.
Didn't we already have that as one of our guesses for another?
It might have been, but it's a real thing, so.
Amy, what do you think 2016 Summer Ale Cornhole is?
I was also going with bluegrass. The, like, bluegrass and Thunder Dance, if you can mix those two together.
Thunder Dance.
What the fuck is Thunder Dance?
That sounds like what I had after eating Qdoba the other day.
Is the Thunder Dance the part where you're dancing around trying to find a toilet? Or is
no,
it what you're doing on the toilet to try to make sure it all gets in the bowl?
It's when you find that okay. both of the stalls are occupied and you're just waiting outside.
They're like, are you okay out there? It sounds like thunder. You're just a slow rumble coming out from
like,
your body.
You're trying to let like a small fart right. go without
what,
breaking
so
the
what
dam.
The fuck is Thunder Dance?
It's Irish step dance. But it's
okay.
to like very intense music.
Oh, it's Michael Flatley.
River
sure.
Dance?
What do you think it is, Kendrick?
Yeah.
I think it's
honestly I don't really
special.
I wasn't sure. Hipster something seems like it because it's a stupid name. I got that name when I was hanging out at Michael Green's house and it was on the side of a box of a cornhole game and it was that's what was written on it. And I was like, I gotta keep that. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
All right. I think that it's music from a band that was specifically created and only went to this thing called this 2016 Summer Cornhole Competition, and they couldn't think of a name, and ALE is the first letters of all of their first names.
Oh,
in the band.
I like that. That's good.
Oh, that's cool. That's
I'm
good.
Not writing that one down.
That's fine.
It's too long.
We'll fix it in post.
The second one is called Undisclosed Facility.
Oh, cool. They specialize in ambient music. That's it. That's
I was
all they
thinking.
Do is ambience.
I was thinking like ambient, like industrial ambient music.
Oh, there you go.
Because it's like a facility.
Yeah.
But it's undisclosed.
I was thinking it is...
It's vaguely unsettling. They got that...
Yeah, like the Boards of Canada kind of sound.
Yeah.
It's like
Boards of Canada cover band.
It's like light, super light house music that has hypnopedia lyrics about conspiracy theories.
Ooh, I like that too.
Ooh,
like it's just so subtle you can't hear it, but like you do hear it through it if you like slow it down, and so it just plays into this whole Amy, what do you think undisclosed facility is?
Do you guys know that music that plays on 93.3 after midnight? Where it's just a long.
You can never tell when one song starts and the next one.
Song, it's like that.
Interesting.
93.3 After Dark band.
93.3.
There's another band name.
That's a band name.
Creating it as we go. The list never ends.
Okay, then. This one's a fucking intense band, but I know what most people's answers are going to be. I think Halfling Banditos riding Velociraptors. If you don't you could anything but Mexican punk rock, like...
You can break that up into different band names, depending on that. But I think altogether, Halfling Banditos Riding Velociraptors is absolutely Mexican punk.
Okay. Yeah. But it's like Led Zeppelin, because they sing weirdly about Lord of the Rings stuff all the time. And you're not really sure why.
Yeah.
And they make a lot of references to them riding dinosaurs. Like, that's very present in all of their songs.
And people refer to them by their initials, so...
Yeah.
HPRV.
HPRV.
HP... HBRV. You guys ever listen to HBRV? It's fucking
only you have to pronounce the Mexican and the Spanish names for the letters. That's disturbingly close, but kind of racist.
Amy, what do you think Halfling Banditos writing Joe Quick.
I have Mexican family.
Disturbingly close, but mostly racist.
I think Mexican food, so I can do that.
That's cool. Fair. I'm an American. I do what I want.
I have a permit.
This permit just says
Amy, what do you think it is?
That says you do what you want.
I think they were more like the Aquabats.
Like the Aquabats.
But the Mexican Aquabats?
Yeah.
Oh, so is it like mariachi style ska?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
What was that? We had one of those last time. It wasn't ska, but it was
they're like
mariachi death metal or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was
what
the fuck? Neither do I. It must have been from a while ago. Sorry.
If any listeners remember, comment.
God, fuck.
We'll give you some fries.
Nose. Chill out.
Hey, they're going to hold you to that. Be careful.
Wow.
No one's done it yet.
Yeah.
I did.
I keep scrolling up and down, and I keep seeing ones I want to do, but I'm going to follow the list. Okay. The next one is called Curb Stomping Raptors. So I guess we hit a raptor section
This all came from the Commoners campaign where we were attacked by some raptors, and then things happened, and they escalated, and then we wrote some band names down. There's a story
curb
around all that. Curb
Stomping Raptors.
Which is definitely there's a punk element there. There's got to be a punk element there.
It's
or death metal, maybe.
It's like punk and R&B, but it's not very good.
No. Paleontology-themed death metal.
I'm thinking it's a band that dresses up like velociraptors, and they only sing interpretive rock songs about the movie where... What the fuck is that movie? The one where the dude curb stomps another dude in the movie.
American History X.
Yeah. Interpretive rock music about American History X by people dressed up as velociraptors on stage.
That sounds like something I think we've seen in Boulder somewhere. They open for another acapella
group. There's a weird band called... What did we see? Well, we were watching Jurassic Park. There's at the Alamo, they had this pre-show thing about this band called Dinosaurus or Dino Metal or something. And it's a Swedish punk... It's a Swedish metal, like heavy metal band that... Is the people dress up like dinosaurs for children, and they play heavy metal for children, and they got franchised and shit. There's movies, there's like cartoons and shit.
Yeah.
Sweden, man. Sweden is so weird.
I didn't even know about it, and apparently they've had like world tours and shit.
Jesus. I want to go to there.
Okay, Joe. I guess I didn't ask you your guesses.
I said mine, but I can't even remember what it is now.
All right,
doesn't matter.
All I can think of is paleontology thing.
Grand High Poobah Dick Kickers.
It's Danny's new title in the Ren Scots.
That's
Grand High Poobah Dick Kicker.
They are straight punk. Just straight punk. That's all.
Yeah, I think so. Grand High Poobah.
What is the Grand High Poobah thing from?
Isn't the Poobah the Order of the Water Buffalo from the Flintstones? Isn't the Poobah what they call him? And so it's like a, it's an older. Where does it come from? I think it's a really offensive thing for African.
The guys who the conventions that they have the. Isn't that, aren't those Grand Poobahs?
No, those are Shriners. And that's what I'm there might be someone in there who's called a Poobah.
Okay.
But Poobah is a slang term, like High Poobah, Grand Poobah is like the guy in charge, the exalted dude in charge.
Yeah.
So Grand High Poobah Dick Kicker was what Danny's new title is in the Rent Scouts because he's not the captain anymore.
All right, so based on that description of Grand High Poobah, my guess is that it is a, it's a group of only CEOs who sing rap music about the way that they badly treat their employees.
So they have a really well-produced album, but it's garbage.
Yeah, it's like it's crap. But they just
they sunk
and they only have one album because all of the bad things they did, they didn't think about how it was going to get released when they did their rap music, and so like they all got like convicted of like sexual harassment and all these other things and got fired because they're dumb. Yeah, Amy, what do you think?
Insider
training. Grand High Poobah Dick Kickers is.
I was on the punk train too.
Okay, all right.
Riding on the punk train.
There's another band name.
Fucking Jesus. Ever increasing base 64 blob of nightmares.
What the fuck?
I blame Kendrick.
That was absolutely mine, and we don't have to guess that one.
No,
I just wrote it
I'm
down.
Guessing that is a fucking MIDI cover band.
Like chiptunes?
Yeah, chiptunes and MIDI and MIDI albums. Yeah.
So that came from chiptunes. That came from what was it we were talking about? I think it was some technical thing. Session management in older browsers or something where, yeah, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
It was like classic ASP or something. And I was talking to somebody and I got like way worked up. And then I was like, then you ended up with this ever increasing base 64 blob of nightmares or whatever. And it was like, that sounds pretty epic. I was like, that's a band name. One on the list. So yeah, that. Chiptune seems like it's the only obvious answer.
I think mine is going to be, this is going to be really hard for me to describe and I don't know if it'll work, but it's a band who writes a bunch of songs and then they take the songs in a Word document and turn it into Base 64 and then they do something with it to make that Base 64 into music without having to do any kind of lyrical stuff, right? They take the Base 64 code and pass it in through some instrument or through some algorithm that turns it into some type of music.
Could you, like those guys that played Africa by Toto using, like, the laser plate?
Or I was thinking, like, the dudes who did, like, the hard drive empire.
Yeah,
like, stuff like that, where, like, but it's a nightmare blob because it's just, you can never tell what it is. Like,
it's just screeching.
Yeah, it's just a screeching sound thing. But
Kyle, you are one of the most creative people I've ever met.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. I love it.
I don't base anything I do ever in reality. That's why it's so hard to deal with me all the time.
That worked out.
You're a creative one.
All right, let's keep going. What are we at? Okay, cool.
We still
like
got
10
several
minutes.
Yeah.
All right. Didgeridoo and weed beer.
Didgeridoos or
didgeridoo? No, just the one.
just the one. Didgeridoo.
It sounds like a superhero group or like a Scooby Doo gang. Like
ska.
Didgeridoo and the weed beer.
No, okay, it's ska.
Josie and the Pussycats.
But instead of using brass instruments, it's all vuvuzelas.
And one didgeridoo.
And like one didgeridoo.
No, it's better if there's no didgeridoos because then the guys don't understand what it is.
Yes, there's no didgeridoo.
What did you say? Punk rock again?
Ska.
No,
okay.
Ska.
When you put weed in the name, it's usually ska.
Yeah.
With ska, only vuvuzelas.
But only vuvuzelas.
Amy, what do you think?
Punk reggae.
Punk reggae.
Punk reggae.
Yeah, ska.
Yeah, ska.
No.
I mean, that's what ska is.
I was going to say it's a band that covers only Bob Marley songs, but only on the didgeridoo. Like,
I still think I like the concept of there being no didgeridoo.
Yeah. Well, there's only one didgeridoo, though. So the rest of the guys just stand there, and one dude plays the didgeridoo. And
you can't actually get that level of tonality. So it's like, what is he playing?
Oh, it's Buffalo Soldier, don't you hear
it? Can't you fucking hear Buffalo Soldier? And it's like, no. I'm just hearing...
Oh, this is going to be a hard one, actually. The next one is called Quite Easily Done.
Yeah, I got that from a friend.
Quite easily done.
I have an idea, but I'm going
to
wait.
As a, I think it does it say on there?
No, it's
Scottish punk band, I think is what he wanted it to be. Because it was QED.
Okay.
Quentin oh, okay. So he was, QED. It was a
oh,
pun.
I like that.
Yeah, it was a... Robert Hay, I think, sent it to me.
Oh, nice. All right, I'm trying to think. It's an a cappella band, but they're all Mongolian throat singers.
Whoa.
And they do covers.
Wow. You're trying to one up Kyle's level of creativity.
Well, no, I'm not trying to one up. I'm just trying to think of what's the most fucking complicated thing I could think of.
That's quite easily done.
I was gonna go
quite easily done.
Kendrick, is your Scottish punk band?
Yeah, I think it was a Scottish punk band. I think it was like a tea themed or like very okay. a very sedate punk band. Okay.
Very sedate.
Quite punk easily band. Gotten.
Quite easily.
Amy, what do you think?
It's like a band of geriatrics in the English countryside who sing like Lawrence Welk type songs.
Can geriatrics in the English countryside be yet another band name?
You can go through these and we can.
I'm going to be going through them afterwards.
We can put them all into a machine learning algorithm and have it spit out like new bad band names.
It's just three random words and you have a band name, right? Mm. That's why we got Bowling for Soup.
All
right,
so yeah. Mine is not creative this time because it's very easy. All it is it's a band that just literally verbatim steals other people's music and puts it on a CD and sells it. So, like, all they do is they, like, download...
They're just plagiarists?
They don't even download MP4s. They download, like, AVI files or something like that, and they just put them on a CD... They don't cut it well.
They have a microphone up against a YouTube.
It's the equivalent. Yeah, it's the equivalent of our podcast for a band. Like,
we are plagiarists. That's what we do.
So yeah, that's my vote for quite easily done.
Joe, did you ever hear about our soundboard, by the way?
No.
Oh, I gotta show you the soundboard later. We have a soundboard of all of our stupid shit. Every now and then, I'll pull a clip out of it and put it on the soundboard.
Oh, awesome!
All right, next one is simply ampersand.
Wait, simply ampersand? No, it's just or it's ampersand.
It's ampersand.
It's not just ampersand. It's ampersand.
Ampersand.
I was going to...
There's no hand motion, though, so it's just ampersand.
Yeah.
I think that band exists.
No. Okay, I know exactly what this is.
Amy thinks it exists?
This is the actual secret band done by Penn and Teller, because that's that half of an ampersand is what they use as their, like, logo.
Secret Penn and Teller band.
Yep, secret Penn and Teller band.
Okay. Vocals by Teller.
Kendrick?
I think it is an underwhelming country and western band. And then they're like, yeah, we're ampersand. And people are like, oh, I get it.
What? I don't get it, though.
Because I
country
don't.
And western.
Oh.
And it's like, oh. It's and then you just and then you leave your drink at the table and get up and go. Okay,
and every song just has something and something in the title.
Yeah,
like
and you were thinking
beer
like,
and kids or yeah. Power and tools and cheese.
And you were thinking you were gonna get something cool because it was like ampersand. And you, and then you get up and leave. Yeah. And you go somewhere else.
Like while the set's still going.
Yeah, while they're introducing themselves, you stand up, noisily scoot your chair back and walk away.
So, excuse me.
Originally, I was thinking ampersand would be a spoken word dude who only sings songs about non-letter characters in the alphabet.
Okay.
But now I'm kind of thinking that ampersand is like, it's just a simple symbol, right? It's so simple. It's just a symbol. Just a lot like Madonna's just a name,
mm-hmm.
You know, or like Apple is just the company.
Do you think it's Prince's new name?
No. So what I, okay. Well, that would be funny too. But what I went into is it's actually going to be like Pogo style music with only Bill Gates or only, only what the fuck is the dude's name?
From Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs is like Apple yearly release stuff. So it's like him talking about like
all keynotes.
Yeah, the keynote speeches.
Yeah. So it's nothing but Steve Jobs keynotes.
Yeah.
Edited into music, Pogo stuff.
Yeah, and just because it's and you don't it doesn't have nothing to do with the title. It's just simple. But I don't know which one of those I like better. So.
Wow.
And I wasted that Steve Jobs one. And now I'm kind of pissed. Mm. Fucking goddamn it! All right, next one is called Thonging Knives to Goats.
That was also part of the Raptor situation.
What does thonging mean?
Well, so the term thong...
Can you show me on my own body?
No, the term thong, it's colloquially refers to underwear now, right? Because it's thong underwear, but it also refers to any thin strap.
Okay. For those of you who can't see at home, I just gestured to my dick.
Because he's got a thin strap.
Because it's a thin
dick.
Strap? Okay. I understand.
So, any thin, like, sinew or wire or not wire, but like cordage can be called thong, and you can actually use it as a verb sometimes. So we were tying.
oh my God, that's right! I forgot.
In the Commoners campaign, the goats that showed up randomly and were being assaulted by the Velociraptors turned out to be the MVPs due to some very coincidental dice rolls and the fact that we were inept.
Okay.
And so we decided to bring them with us because they were the most useful characters. And so we strapped knives to their heads, and it went way better than it ever
it
should
really
have.
Really fucking.
So
did.
We were thonging knives to goats.
I have a guess, but I don't know.
Not appropriate. Whatever it is.
Yeah. What do you think, Amy? Thonging knives to goats.
Is there a genre for porn music?
Like
that's called porn music.
The music that's used in pornos, music. Like bam,
bang, 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 bang,
bang,
bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang,
a serious power ballad. Like a raging like an NSP power ballad.
Yes.
Joe Kendrick.
Coincidentally
that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I second and third it. That's exactly
I saw
what that is.
Goats and I was thinking of like sacrifice. So I was thinking of like maybe any kind of music, but all they talk about is the different ways to sacrifice goats to like the dark gods.
Okay. I'm going to take Amy's idea.
Sure.
I'm going to add one thing.
Okay.
It's guar themed.
Okay.
So it's guar style corn music. Porn music. So they dress like goat creatures.
Sure.
But they play porn music, and every now and then, a rock and power ballad.
Okay.
I'm for it.
All right.
So I kind of want to buy that. Let's go kickstart their album.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do that. I'm for it.
The next one's called Floating in Vinegar. And this will probably be our last one.
Jesus,
okay.
I don't remember that one at all.
Floating in the vinegar.
I have a really good one for me. I like it. Right. I'm going to go for it.
I don't remember all of these.
It's Pink Floyd's experiential CD about being a pickle. All they did was they watched a pickle and they wrote music about what it is to become a pickle from the stages of like being
totally
a cucumber
out of their minds.
Yeah, so like they're just that's what Pink Floyd did was just write music and mess with sound and shit. And it's like
so weird.
Anyway, girl, what'd you say?
I just saw one of our coworkers driving by, I think.
But yeah, that's it's like the Pink Floyd experiential CD about being a pickle.
Shit, I can't think of anything else now.
Yeah, no, that's just completely invasive in my mind.
Amy?
Back up.
Yep.
Floating
no.
in the vinegar. Oh no! Okay, floating in the vinegar. Oh, sorry, Amy. You
no,
do
go,
yours.
Go for
mine.
It.
Okay. It's Techno a
question.
They're
mark.
Actually
no,
they're actually an asthma band.
Oh yeah.
Floating in the vinegar is an asthma band.
I'm just gonna go right up in here. I'm just gonna whisper right into the microphone.
Okay,
I wonder if that would be good.
That
is
popped
it?
Into my brain. So they,
is this good? Am I doing good, ASMR?
Everything peaked.
I am attempting to
I
whisper.
Peaked. I peaked. All right, well, that's the last band name we'll do today, Floating Vinegar.
Wait, what was Amy's?
Techno question mark.
No, it was Hypno.
Hypno
but
question
probably
mark.
Like Hypnosynth with an emphasis on the triangle.
Okay.
As an instrument.
What is Hypno?
To be determined later.
Yeah, we'll look it up later. At
sure
another time.
Thing.
I don't not believe you. I just want
to
know what
it
is.
It's just like a quiet one note.
It's like trance, but more.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to another Band Names episode. Thank you to Joe, special guest. Go check out his newly fermented channel.
Yeah.
It's not called,
it will have,
fermented?
By the
it's,
time
it's
this goes
floating
up,
in vinegar.
Oh, I see what you did.
That's not how.
That's
you
not.
Is that what.
Anyway,
like, comment,
a dream is a wish your heart
go
makes.
Go check out Joe's channel. It's
Yay.
The Quicks Play. It's called Quicks Play. Right?
Yep. The link is www.youtube.com/4/7%
Not the word potato. Just a potato.
Yeah, you have to find an emote and then put its...
Yeah. It'll be the link in the thing. We'll chill for him the whole time because it doesn't cost us anything and we don't have any reputation.
Yay!
So.
Points don't matter.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.